From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. From the coastline along North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland, and inland to the Shenandoah and Allegheny Mountains, disaster relief workers, homeowners, and business people this weekend picked up the pieces from Hurricane Isabel and worked to rebuild their communities. Electricity flickered back on for millions of people, but many households remained in the dark as utility companies struggled to restore power lines. The work could take more than a week to complete, particularly in rural areas. Jessica Jones of member station WUNC reports from Elizabeth City in northeastern North Carolina on efforts to get life back to normal.
Yesterday it was sunny and warm in Elizabeth City, a perfect day to be outside. But on the waterfront in the center of town, many business owners spent the day indoors cleaning up. Donna Stahl and her husband Irv own a marina and a boat store. With the help of friends, they're hosing down and sweeping their hardwood floors, which are covered with a thick layer of mud that looks like melted chocolate.
The mud's real slick, and there's not a whole lot you can do if you're walking around on mud.
Nasty. The hurricane blew out their plate glass windows, which face a river. Then dirty water flooded in. Tools, knickknacks, and fishing poles swirled together in a giant stew. Now, Stahl is left with damaged goods, a lot of dirt, and only one thing on her agenda for the foreseeable future.
A lot of work. A lot of paperwork. A lot of dirty work. Just gotta do it. That's all we can do.
And that's all anyone can do. State and federal officials are still adding up the damage Hurricane Isabel caused. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge and Senator Elizabeth Dole joined Governor Mike Easley for a helicopter tour of the area yesterday. Preliminary damage estimates in one county alone have already reached several hundred million dollars. The storm destroyed hundreds of homes, and tens of thousands of people in North Carolina still don't have power or safe drinking water. Governor Easley told reporters at a Coast Guard station in Elizabeth City yesterday it'll take time to make living conditions safe again.
I'll caution you, there are going to be some areas that it's going to take us substantially longer to get into, like those that the Secretary and Senator saw this morning where the roads are actually out, so you can't get through.
That's why, Easley says, in rural areas, residents may not have electricity for another week. Many secondary roads are still blocked by fallen trees and downed power lines. The main highway on the Barrier Islands, forming the Outer Banks, has been washed out in places. But even when those roads are cleared, some people won't have a place to call home. In the parking lot of a Red Cross shelter, 21-year-old LaFrances Finney unpacks bags of groceries she's just taken out of her family's big white SUV.
Bunch of candy, honey buns, sunflower seeds, gummy bears, bubblegum, something to snack on tonight and tomorrow.
But Finney will probably need more than that to tide her over. The hurricane tore the roof off her mobile home and strewed its siding like toilet paper around the neighborhood. Her parents and siblings were staying there, too. LaFrances and her mother, Ramona, say even Red Cross officials aren't sure what will happen to them next.
They told us we'll be here 2 to 3 days before they get us some help, because we have no place to stay.
It was my first mobile home, my first home. And now I don't have anything, nothing to go to.
The Finneys say they won't request help from relatives because, as a family of six, they feel it would be asking too much. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Elizabeth City, North Carolina.